You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, May 27th, 7:30 a.m., Cosumnes River Preserve, Central Valley, California. The tidal marsh awakens to a featureless indigo sky and a cacophony of birdsong. Although San Francisco Bay lies more than 60 miles to the west, the river sits at only 5 feet above sea level, causing it to rise and fall with the tides. The most ambitious gusts of a cool ocean breeze incite a fluttering response from dangling leaves. This sturdy walkway bridge, spanning a marshy backwater arm of the Cosumnes River, offers a lush, semi-tropical view, crowded with thick stands of tules, cattails, and woody tangles of mangrove-like buttonbush. A pair of black-crowned night herons perch huddled together on a barren horizontal branch, facing the rising sun in comfortable silence. The 80-mile-long Cosumnes is the largest undammed river flowing into California's Great Central Valley. From its origins, 7,600 feet in the Sierra Nevada mountains, the river drains a 1,200-square-mile basin, sending frothing currents hurrying through lush conifer forests. The Cosumnes still supports a relatively healthy run of Chinook salmon, clinging to the extreme southern range of this iconic northwest species. In its lower reaches, the river flows through one of the biologically richest regions in California's Central Valley. Here in the heart of the valley, the Cosumnes' tranquil gray-green waters are lined with a lush riverine forest of valley oak, Oregon ash, and Fremont cottonwood. These relict riparian forests form a tall, continuous canopy festooned with thick lianas of wild grape, extending from the understory to its ceiling and back again, giving an appearance that John Muir once described as tropical luxuriance. Although this riparian community was once widespread, only a handful of isolated examples exist today. The Valley Oak Riverine Forest has the most complex structure of any vegetation type in California, and as a result is among the most diverse in terms of animal life. On long summer days, the trees literally breathe the river's water into the balmy, warm air. Such lush, humid conditions retard the frequency and intensity of fires, allowing trees to reach great ages and forest architecture to be stable over long periods of time. The surrounding land is open savanna. Here, valley oaks rise from the rich floodplain, forming immense bowl-shaped canopies. The valley oak is considered the monarch of California oaks by virtue of its size, age, and beauty. The ashen trunks, some 6 to 8 feet across, support limbs the size of lesser trees, extending out and up 100 feet or more, surrounded by a living mosaic of grasses and herbs. Western kingbirds hawk insects from impossibly flimsy tall grass perches. Bright orange and black bullock's orioles forage among the matte green oak leaves. A white-tailed kite lifts itself away from a mobbing group of red-winged blackbirds at the edge of a nearby tule marsh. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.